It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Golf is falling all around us.
That's so good.
Golf, we're playing.
Yeah, not having fun.
Not having fun.
It's ruining our lives.
Tom's children's crying. Watching dad hit another three iron in the burn.
That's really good.
Okay.
Really love that.
I'm not totally angry at that.
No. Did you make that up then? Or
yeah,
you got writers?
On the old bonds.
Really good. Top of the old bonds. Welcome back to Golf, and also my co-host's singing voice is ruining my life.
Yes, it's your favourite golf podcast, and it is a festive special because we are entering the festive period.
Well, also, can I just say, you're clinging onto that club over there, which is not much longer for your hands, is it?
Well, we've been silly, haven't we?
It's classic.
We've been silly.
Yeah.
We launched a lovely competition on our social media pages.
But listen, all our podcast listeners, they follow us on the socials, on the TikTok, on the Instagram.
Yeah, so you probably already saw it.
They know what we've done.
But maybe if you didn't, we're giving away a Cobra King Tech Utility 3-iron.
So good.
It's like a driving iron.
It's so good. I've got a 2 of that, and it's gorgeous, and I love it.
It's one of those ones that you can really hit low, but still hit 220 yards.
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's
forgiving as well. Super, super forgiving.
So if you want to win this, if you only listen to us on this show and you don't follow us on social media, you've probably not seen this, but you can win this golf club.
Yes.
We're going to announce the winner on Christmas Day.
We're going to drop an episode of this show on Christmas Day. Can I just... What's enjoyable is that
check with your wife.
When Tom and I planned this just minutes ago, Tom said, we'll announce it on Christmas Day. And then he said, but obviously we won't do an episode on Christmas Day. Like, you had to explain to me that we won't actually get in a room and record on Christmas Day.
You can if you want to.
I mean, can you...
How much do you want to get away from your family?
Can you imagine? Got to do a remote recording. Sorry. No, so we're going to drop an episode of this on Christmas Day with the winner. You have got until this Friday the 22nd,
yes,
to win this fantastic golf club. All you've got to do is this.
You got to go to our TikTok, at the top of our TikTok or our Instagram. There'll be a pinned video, which will be this competition. All you got to do is follow that social media platform, comment that you've entered, and subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
If you're listening to the podcast, I guess you probably already subscribed, so that bit's already done. So you just got to go find us on social media, comment on that competition video, put a comment on there as well. Like it, commented it, and we'll pick a winner. And there you go. You've won yourself a 3 driving hybrid iron.
I really like that I did that on Christmas Day. There will be people going, do you know what, love, I'm enjoying this so much. It's such a magical day. I've just got to nip upstairs and listen to a podcast for 15 minutes, see if I've won a golf club.
There'll be people that do it, and I will love those people.
It's going to make someone's Christmas.
When I was really sad and young, I used to... Have you ever heard of the online game RuneScape?
Oh, no.
RuneScape is like a sad online game.
Oh, Tom.
If you play it on Christmas Day, you wore a Christmas hat. Only on the game, though.
Here's a question for you.
I played on Christmas Day.
Which we've never talked about before.
Hmm.
Golf games on computers. Golf computer games.
They were a big part of my life growing up.
Tiger Woods 99.
Well, not quite that one, but yeah,
for
the Tiger Woods games.
Tiger Woods 99 was my first one when I was like 19. It was absolutely banging. In fact, I still, because obviously back then there were only like 4 bits of audio. Yeah. And I still, do you ever get that computer game bits of audio?
Yeah, the still, noise.
So
yeah.
When I play golf, I still go, too much club, which is exactly what I said on Tiger Woods 99. Too much club. Just like that.
So funny.
It's it. But that's in. You hear those little phrases.
Was that the one they recorded? That was like one of the four.
Because they've
too
only got like...
Too much club.
Too much club. And I still, even when I'm furious with myself, and it's a really important shot, I'll still go, too much club. What are the phrases you still remember from those old games you still use?
I wish I had an example of this. I just don't. I just remember always on the Tiger Woods game I used to play, you used to be able to put like a shitload of backspin on it by hitting them, absolutely hammering it. And I used to always love throwing an iron right to the back of the green and spinning it all the way back down.
So satisfying.
The one that I used to play was when Vijay Singh was at his absolute prime.
Yeah.
And I always used to love playing as Vijay Singh.
Yeah. I mean, this sounds like early noughties, isn't it?
Probably like 2004.
Have you played the recent ones? I bought, during lockdown, I bought the Rory one. It was really bad. It was not good. They just didn't look great. I'll tell you what I did do, though. I played on the Meta. I played on the... what's it called? Not the Meta. What are the goggles called?
Yeah, they're called Meta, aren't they?
No, Meta's the company. Oculus.
What are you doing to your face?
I'm just doing an Oculus with my hands.
Okay.
If I do that with my hands,
yeah,
the actual world is like I'm in an Oculus.
Yeah.
God, the graphics on this are amazing.
This is quite a visual gag, isn't it, for a podcast? God.
I'm looking at Tom Green in 4K.
Tom's basically grabbing his eyes. So give a visual cue.
I put the Oculus on, right, and play golf. It was brilliant.
Was it good?
Almost worth buying the Oculus just for that. My friend Cavan plays every night with his brother. They've got an Oculus each. He lives like 200 miles away, and every night they sit down and play golf together. Well, stand up, in fact, and play golf together. It is absolutely banging. I know.
So many questions about this. So you've played it with the Oculus. Mm-hmm. Is it one of those golf games where they've made it like almost like, have you ever played Golf Wii? Like comical characters,
no.
Or have they tried to make it like actual golf?
I'd say it's a halfway house. They've gone for really good gameplay, but good enough graphics.
Okay.
But it's things like the bright blue sky, and because you're in the Oculus, right?
Yeah,
he's
touching his eyes again.
It feels like you're actually there. Like it really, part of your brain goes, "Oh, here we are then."
Yeah.
Especially if you're easily suggestible, like moi,
me too.
Slap that thing on and go, "Well, I've fallen hook, line, sinker for this." The worst thing was Cavan is an adult man. He arrived at our house, and he'd bought a special. Even thinking about this makes me feel sick. He bought a special golf club adapter for the Oculus controllers.
Oh God! So it felt like holding a golf.
So it feels like holding a golf club, and they cost like £60.
Yeah.
Everyone's
got to have a hobby.
But also, how do you think this story ends? Cavan comes over with his wife and his child and their beautiful dog, Subby. They come for lunch. We're having Sunday lunch. He lets my eldest go and play golf next door with this golf club Oculus.
So you've got to buy one now.
It snapped.
Oh, he broke it.
He snapped it. I have got to buy one because I've got to replace Cavan's.
The one that your kid broke.
Because my kid went, "Oh, this is great." And we were sitting there going, "Oh, that's quite nice." And then we just heard this crack. Oh, no. Dad! And he had broken it. Two swings he'd had with it. And I had to sit there at the table. And Cavan was going, "Please don't pay. Please don't pay." And obviously, you have to pay. £60 for a new stupid...
That's really annoying. It makes me want one, though.
Yeah, no, they're really, really good. And I think Meta have dropped a new Oculus 3 now, which is like £700. So the second one is now like £300.
Oh, I need to go and try it. I'm going to go and find a shop and try it. Because I've done one when I've had one of the Oculus type things on and went on a roller coaster. And
yes.
It felt so real.
Yeah,
it was remarkably real how that felt. Yeah, oh, God, I want one now.
But it's the fact that we're now, and the big one that's coming out in 2024 is the Apple version, which is going to be...
They're going to be like £3,000 or something, aren't they?
They're insane. They're so good. When those have got games on them, they're going to blow it. And you literally be there and you'll just be able to chat. You can chat to people. Like playing golf. It is like you're literally playing a game of golf together.
How do you walk?
You need to do a thing on it. When you set it up, you make a sort of space that you're not going to move out of. And then the Oculus knows if you've moved out of the space in your living room. But you do need quite a lot of space for them.
Okay. So you can't walk the yardage to your next ball.
You know, you didn't walk to the next ball. You just press a button and you arrive
at
the next ball.
Oh, then it drops you there. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, mate. I've never even done this thing before. I'm just trying.
What you're thinking of there is golf.
Ah, yes. The old outside sport.
Actual golf outside. It is brilliant. I would really recommend it.
Oh, God, I want one now. I really want one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I really want? I'm going to tell you what I really want. I really want, and even in my new house, which is outside London, I'm not going to have enough space for this.
Go on.
How much do you want a simulator?
I mean, so my friend Amos is building one.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's.
I know Amos. I've met Amos.
Yeah, he's very rich. Oh, no, that's not fair to say that. But he's got the income to allow him to do this. It's probably a slightly more... You know,
he's successful.
Way.
Nothing wrong with being
successful. He's really successful. He's an older guy. His kids have left home. He's saved loads of money. He's a successful guy, and he's got space in his house, and he's building it. Or maybe he's got it in the shed. He has bought the thing. What are they called that actually watches the ball?
Oh, like the GC Quad or something like that.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, they're like £300-400.
No, they're like £20,000.
Yeah, he's bought one of the crazy ones.
Oh, you bought a full... Cause
he's bought multiple thousands of pounds.
Yeah, you don't have to spend all that now. There's cheaper options.
Well, of course, the tech is getting better and better.
Yeah.
But they are absolutely brilliant. So he's got that, and then he's building the stuff around it. I mean, for me, the real... If you're going to get a simulator, it's got to be when you're hitting into the screen. So you're not just hitting it and you're sort of looking there.
No, you want to be
projecting onto it.
Is that what he's doing?
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And that is like... I'm ready for Armageddon when that happens. The world around me...
I don't need to leave the house.
I would not leave the house again. It's great news for the rest of the world. If you're not a fan of Tom Price, good, because you ain't seeing me again.
Yeah. I think... Here's the question, though, with that. Is my instant first comment is... I would get really good at golf, but would you? Would you actually use it? I know I sound like everyone's dad, but would you actually use it?
Would it improve your game? Yeah.
Rick Shields is a big example of having one, and he talks all the time on his videos and podcasts that he doesn't actually use it in his house. Never uses it.
But that's because he's a professional golf YouTuber and he's out all the time. It's for people who have a proper job and get home. Kids have gone to bed, it's 9 p.m. and they can just for half an hour go and whack golf balls. Wow. Like, that's an unbelievable privilege to be able to do that. Rick isn't going to do it because every day he goes and plays golf.
Yeah, he goes plays golf, yeah. How amazing would it be to stand on, like, what's that par 3 down the hill on, I want to say, is it not Torrey Pines, is it, in America?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
That par 3, people are screaming on the radio right now.
I know, Soz. We're very tired and we've had a beer.
It's the short par 3 with the water in the background. I think it's in San Francisco. Imagine playing that over and over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you can do. And you probably are going to... There's a danger, though. So a very good friend of ours who came on the show, Tom Rosenthal. Oh
yeah, I'll save Lord and Saviour.
Exactly. He has learned and has sort of... His version of you growing up playing golf in Preston, his version of that is growing up playing golf on The Sim in the last 3 years. And it's completely screwed him up. He cannot adjust to real golf. He just can't do it. He finds it. He goes and plays on The Sim and plays brilliantly because he's an incredible sportsman. He's got really good natural sporting skills. Then he gets out in the wild and it doesn't work.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It's very funny. It's very funny indeed.
He's the angriest golfer I've played golf with Tom, and it was the three Toms. It was me, you and him.
Yeah.
And I have never seen someone as angry as him.
But that's the shock of when you... The thing is, when you go wrong in a sim, the stakes are just never going to be as high. Because you just go, oh, well, going wrong out on a golf course is, I've got to walk over there. I've just lost a £3 golf ball.
Yeah.
It's everything about it. Whereas in a sim, it's just the jeopardy. The stakes are just not as high.
Hence why you can swing at a million miles an hour.
Exactly.
And it works more because there's that freeness of...
Yeah. And then you play better. Of course you play better. It's, oh my God, how many times do you hear people saying, I sorted it out on the range? Because it doesn't matter. So, okay, here's your challenge. Go and play golf and make it not matter. Not going to do that because it's boring.
Yeah.
If you go and play golf and it doesn't matter, I hate that. I want it to matter. That's what's fun.
I sent my friend, who is a professional golfer, he's like a local pro, a video of my swing at the range of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm trying to sort something out.
What are you sorting out?
I want to get rid of my chicken wing. Do you know what a chicken wing is?
So, as you come through...
Yeah, my hands break.
Yeah. You want to keep it pizza.
So I sent him a video of myself. I'll send it you now. We can do a bit of an analysis of it.
Oh, I mean, I'm not a professional.
Because I've lost a bit of weight. And by a bit of weight, I mean 4 stone.
You've lost, I'd say, a third of a green.
Yeah. There's not much left of me now.
Yeah, it's like the greenkeepers have stopped mowing about a third of you. A third of you is gone.
It's because of this. I thought my setup looked really good. I was really impressed because, like, from the behind, I was like, oh, wow, because I don't look super fat anymore, I feel like I look like a professional golfer, right?
Yeah.
And then you see what happens as my on the through swing. So I'll just, let me just...
You're WhatsApping me.
I'm going to airdrop at you.
Okay.
So this is on a bit of a dodgy Muni, as you can well see.
Yes.
I'm using one of the amazing Cobra 3 woods.
Oh, God, those clubs.
Which I just Love this shot. So okay. just take a look at this, and you can describe it to the audience. So, just look at the setup, because I think I look strong and professional.
You've got a very straight back, which I really, really like. Your bum's sticking out nicely, which is very good news. I'd bend the knees a little bit more.
Don't you think the straight back is a professional golfer thing?
Yeah. No, it's looking really good. The ball is too far back in your stance. The ball needs to be to your left more.
Okay.
If for a three wood, I'd put it more towards your left heel, but not bad. Oh, flipping heck, that's good.
The backswing's great,
I've paused at the top of the backswing, and I might need a moment by myself.
Yeah, the backswing's beautiful. Now follow through.
I don't really want to watch the rest of it now. It's a bit like you with the Phil Mickelson book. He's just won a major. Let's leave it there.
Let's leave it,
Why would I want to see what happens next?
You're going to have to.
Yeah, okay.
And it all becomes a bit crumpled and tight and no space and no room.
I was going to say a bit Matt Holbrook.
Nothing wrong with that, thank you.
He's off like two.
But he's unreal.
Hang on. So let's have a look. So you go back. Yeah, you're coming round a bit too much. You want to, yeah. So you get to the top and then you're coming over the top there. Whoop.
So my mate described it as I'm very shallow on the backswing. It needs to be a bit more upright. And through that, I will get rid of a chicken wing. But it's such a common golf thing.
You need to get your back to target more. That's what I would say there. You need to get your back to target more. Come round more.
Oh, on the way through?
No, on the back.
On the way back,
Because then what happens is you go, you've gone early and your arms are catching up with your body.
Yeah. But the chicken wing is such a common...
it's horrible, yeah.
It's horrible on the way through.
It's a shame because look at that. Oh, awful. Just as you hit the ball. And then, and the follow through is horrible as well.
It looks really... everything up until the moment of contact looks
so
powerful.
So good.
And then you just hit the ball and it looks like an 80-year-old golfer.
You know what I'd say?
Go on.
You know the thing I discovered very recently, which has really made an enormous difference?
You tell me after the adverts?
I'm going to tell you after the adverts!
Look at that, eh? Look at them go. Oh.
All right, welcome back. You know what the thing is?
Go on.
Stand a bit further away from the ball.
Okay.
You are all scrunched up and you're making it. You're coming in like this.
Yeah.
And your hips are a bit close. So
I've got nowhere to go.
The club, right, is on the way down going, I'm having a lovely time. Here I come. Oh, hang on. The ball's there. If the ball was over there, the club would just sail away. Because the ball's too close to you, the club's coming down. Then you've got to squidge it all.
Yeah, I've got to squidge, right?
Do it. It was a really amazing moment when I stood miles away from the ball and thought, well, I'm barely going to hit it. And then I hit three of the best golf shots of my life and it made the noise.
But the reason I stand so close to the ball is a big feeling I have with good ball connection.
Getting over it.
Is weight over the ball.
Yeah.
So could I still have that feeling of weight over the ball but be far away from the ball?
Yeah. You need to sort of work out what that thing of weight over the ball is. Is your top half kind of compressing it and crunching down onto it? You need to remember that and then just know that you're not going to be able to do it right on top of the ball. You will do it a bit further away from the ball, but it's the same. You'll do the same movement and you'll achieve the same thing. But also, you're only going to be that much further away from the ball.
Yes, it's not huge.
What's that? 3 or 4 inches. Yeah. Which to you standing there feels like a meter, maybe 2 meters. But that's a common thing, isn't it, with golf? When a pro comes along and changes your swing, you know, like the big moment when my pro said, you're too steep. You need to go flatter. And I felt like, my club was by my ankles.
Right.
Feels mad.
The feel's insane, yeah.
And then you watch a video and you're like, oh, it's a little bit different.
Mm.
So it is one of those things, a little bit further away will feel miles for you, but it will make a massive difference, I bet you.
I think the chicken wing is also such a common... If you go on golf YouTube, how to fix the chicken wing is such a...
Is it?
Oh, it's huge. And there's so many different ideas of like towel under your left arm and all this sort of thing. But anyway, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Netflix F1 golf thing?
I managed to watch about 38 seconds before I cringed myself to death.
Yeah.
I actually passed away from cringe. It was one of the bit that I saw, and I've no doubt it will become brilliant eventually because I've got loads of money. The bit I saw was awful, unwatchable.
So I've not seen any of it.
Embarrassing Americans over the top, witless people sitting on the chairs giving them, you know, the punditry.
Yeah.
Just like coming in, essentially inventing a sport, inventing a format and out of nowhere.
So if you've not seen it, it was golf, but there was a clock. You only had a certain amount of time to hit a shot, I think. It was
all sorts of stuff going on. And it was just like, reinventing the wheel, basically. And it was just that thing of, you see it happen a lot with cricket as well. It's obviously a whole different...
Oh, he doesn't like the 100.
No, I do like the 100. I think the 100's brilliant, but you need to present it in like, the sport is the thing. The sport is... Here's why this is exciting.
You're right.
You got to try and do this in this time. That's a challenge for golfers because X, Y. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be, that's your plot point.
So take away the jazz hands.
Take away the jazz hands. Take away the hilarious thing, because then it's just like, why would I watch this when I can watch Rick? I'd rather watch Rick play some, try and break 75 on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because he's playing golf. That's what golfers want. They want to watch people playing golf, right?
They don't want a gimmick.
Thank you. They don't want a completely witless gimmick. And that it was just, listen, I didn't watch that long. Maybe you watched it and you loved it. I don't know. If you did, let us know. The Tom's at golfersruiningmylife.co.uk. It's still up there on Netflix. And that's the other thing as well. Netflix, frankly. Now, if I look at my Netflix, all the things I want to watch on Netflix is a lot of stuff I want to watch. I'm not going to go and watch a 2.5 hour golf thing.
No. But it leads me to the question is, why have we not had a proper golf crossover thing? Why has that not happened
yet? With another sport? Like
no,
that
just with like a crossover event. Like if you look at the what football does with the celebrities thing at Old Trafford.
Yeah, that's a good point. But there's so many pro-ams over the year. I don't understand why they didn't. The Dunhill gets close to it.
Yeah.
But it's never caught on in that way.
It's never as big. Did you ever catch? Now this is one for the vaults.
Yeah, go on.
And this is a half remembered memory. One year, one summer on ITV.
Anton Deck. Yeah.
What was that?
They just sort of play golf with some celebrity mates.
Yeah.
Anton Dubec was probably involved before he was even famous. But here we come back to this fundamental problem, right? Which is that I'm not going to enjoy it unless the golf is of a standard. Rick, that's why Rick is a genius, because Rick Shields is both a professional and he plays incredible shots, but he's also one of us. And if I watch, excuse me, and if I watch like a celebrity play, like here's Vernon Kay, I'm just going to go, this is not very good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't
there
care.
There is an awful, awful lot of truth in that.
I just don't want to watch. Tennis has got the same thing. Loads of people, famous people play tennis. I want to watch really good people. So the way to do it is, you get the top pros and you put them in a team of celebs, or the celebs are involved, maybe the celebs caddy for them.
Mm.
Or, you know, you play with a format like that, or you get top amateurs who are breaking through and you do like an X Factor for the top amateurs coming
There's
through.
Just, I just want there to be something, you know?
But then it's celebrating good golf and everything else comes off the back of it. The problem with just going, here's some celebrities, is like, I just don't care because they're crap.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem with when you talk, whenever, and we've been through this, and when you pitch golf ideas or golf concepts and it's like, just a couple of normal guys playing a couple of normal rounds. No one wants to watch that, because if we wanted to watch normal golf, I'd just come and watch you.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that.
And that's not that interesting.
No, it's really not. Oh, unless I have a meltdown. Come on, mate.
Oh, that's worth it.
That's quite compelling.
Yeah, that's worth it.
But that is exactly it. No one wants to watch, unless there's a story attached to it.
Yeah, like, okay.
You've only just started 6 months ago. You know what I mean? Or you are playing with a pro and the stakes are ridiculously high.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm going to have some of this. This lager will help. But yeah, I just don't think that... You're right. They haven't made that format yet. And they might still make it. The only other problem is if they're going to put it on normal telly, if it's going to be like on ITV... Golf is going to get a lot of people going, oh, I don't like golf, I don't want to watch that. So it has to be something about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, Formula One's done it recently with its stuff on Channel 4 and Steve Jones hosting it and stuff. It's broken through a bit. People who don't really like the sport have broken into it. Golf needs to have that moment, which is why it's so sad that golf has left free-to-air TV.
Yeah, and this was in my middle time between young golf and my second life of golf, which I always talk about, which is now, the Masters left.
I know.
When did that happen?
Mate, it's unbelievable. And I don't resent, I don't, you know, bemoan the Sky coverage, although I don't like some of the presenters, but it's brilliant, generally. It's amazing, and it's...
Who don't you like? Oh, I'm not going to make you say.
Absolutely not going to say. But there's some really good people on there as well. Like, and it's great, because you can watch Sky golf from 9 a.m. or whatever the event is.
Yeah.
But... I'm sorry, but the reason I got into golf was watching the Open and watching the Masters as a kid.
Yeah.
On BBC. Because my parents were too tight to get Sky Sports. Yeah. And that's why I fell in love with golf.
The Masters on the BBC is such a memory for me.
It's gone.
It's such a specific thing. But there's no sport on the BBC now, is there?
Well, no, there isn't. And that's a whole different conversation. So to come back to it, though, how do you
use... What's the golf crossover event?
What's the golf crossover? Because we know how compelling. And look at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
It's insane that golf can do that and it waits 2 years till it does it again. It's insane. That should happen at least once a year. It's so good, that format.
Yeah, the Ryder Cup once a year would be...
Oh, no, I don't mean the Ryder Cup.
No, once but a once a Ryder year, once a Ryder, why not?
Why not? Maybe. But what I mean is that format and match play and teams. And I know you would say, well, Liv are trying to do that. But again, the golf isn't... Well, golf, they're good golfers. But it's not quite the most cutting edge and best golfers in the world. It's not.
Yeah, that... Yeah, that the Liv thing was so close to getting it right. There was...
Totally.
So close for it being right. And maybe that is... where we'll get to, now it's all one happy family,
yeah,
is that maybe there will be a solution they find,
yeah,
where there are the teams that make sense and are attached to a certain thing. Like, yeah, the team that Westwood and Poulter in is, yeah, in, Majestics. At least there's some...
That's a wine merchant.
Yes, it is. But at least there's... a nationality behind it. They all
Sergio
feel
Garcia playing for Oddbins. All right, great.
It's not bad stuff, is it? Not bad stuff at all. And then there's the Aussie. There's the Aussie ones. I think they're called RIP GC, maybe. I mean, the names are god awful. But there is. Sorry to harp on about the Liv thing. And I mean, God knows how long that's even gonna last. They're now trying to pitch the teams out to sponsors. I know that. Is that then it would now be
to sponsor a team.
Golf is ruining my life. Me and you join. That'd be brilliant. We'll be able to play on one condition that every game, either me or you get to play. And I want Poulter and Westwood on the side.
I want to be mic'd up throughout.
Yeah.
Just hear my filthy language and self-loathing.
Another thing about the piff. Let me tell you another thing.
What happened to that journalist, eh?
Oh, God. Should we give another golf ball away?
Yes, please, come on.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. So today's golf ball goes to...
Here we go, drum roll please.
Cricket god Scotty.
Why not?
Wrong sport.
Well, Scotty, that's a nice putter.
Loving the show, relatively new listener, but I'm hooked. I'm also the Michael Scott who scored a 12 on the 12th at Duckingfield GC.
Oh, we did him on the old scorecard the other day, so we know it. So Michael, drop us an email, thetoms@golfersruiningmylife.co.uk.
You're actually one of the few golfers that we can probably cross-reference on this thing, so...
It's very loose.
It would be
it's
really
like
helpful.
Sort of Glastonbury back in the day when they just let anyone who looked jump like a hippie heads, and yeah. got dreadlocks jump in there. Look, we've had a few new people join in on my EG. By the way, have you seen Matt Holbrook's now off 2.6.
Jesus, Matt.
For God's sake, Matt. See your children. Let's see who else we've got. Who I don't know if I've done him before or not. Ewan Cousins, have we done
him? I don't think we've done Ewan Cousins.
Good golfer. Plays off 13.9.
Wow.
And the other day at Berkhamsted, shot 104.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Oh, can I ask a very quick question on that, actually?
Yeah, I mean, can I just say very quickly, he parred the first and then got an 8, a 7, a 5, a 7. Just, that is a disaster. Ewan Cousins, that is, yeah, thanks so much for sharing that card with us.
Huge question for you to end the show.
Yeah, go on.
What is the golf score you have to score to say that you are now a golfer?
That's a great question.
Because it ain't 140, you know?
No, it's breaking 100 probably, or 90 maybe. Between 90 and 100. Probably 100.
I think it's 100.
Yeah.
I think if you break 100, you could say that I play golf.
I think so. Anyone over 100, it's like you've hit the ball around a bit and you've notched up 110 shots.
Yeah.
Under 100, you've controlled the ball to a sufficient extent to suggest you are playing golf.
And how long does that take? Most of my friends are now there and they've been playing for like a year and a half.
Yeah, it's a really long time.
It's a really long time.
Horrible. It depends how... You're natural sportsmen, don't you? Sports people who just pick it up and they can do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it takes a year, I reckon.
How depressing. I always say this is the big thing that I say to my friends is getting into golf. I'm like, just so you know, you're going to be really bad for a really, really long amount of time. And then you're going to see glimpses of greatness, which are surrounded by mediocrity.
Yeah.
And it's going to... That was where I was for ages off 18. Yeah. Just like, I know I can play better.
What broke you through? Just time on the course?
Just practice.
Yeah.
I'm not a natural sports person. No, so it's just time and time and time and practice and getting rounds in and learning how to get round, plot my way around a golf course.
Yeah, I'm
not an impressive golfer, but I can score when I want to.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is it for today's episode. Now, don't forget, we are going to drop an episode on... Christmas Day.
Oh my God, the next time we talk is Christmas Day.
That's so weird.
7 days to Christmas.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, go and get into a blooming clubhouse right now. If you can get a round of golf in between now and Christmas, go and play a round of golf and then sit in the clubhouse and have a beer and it's all festive and warm and the football's on.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's perfect. Every Christmas Eve, I play with my boys and take my mum and leave her in the clubhouse and then make her use her card to put a load of money behind the bar for me.
Nice.
Over the year. So I recharge my card, but I'm also technically spending time with my mum.
Yeah, nice.
Make sure you get some golf in between now and Christmas Day. Make sure you head over to our TikTok on our Instagram. Go and write a little comment and like the video about the golf club. And you could be winning this. It's a great club, the Cobra Driving Iron. It's a 3 driving iron. Right-handed NB.
Oh, God, good point. Yeah, it has to be.
So it is right-handed. Drop us a note and hopefully you might be a winner.
And we'll see you on Christmas Day. And we also might sneak in a cheeky little show before New Year's Eve. So we're not done for the year yet.
No, there's more to come. There's always more to come.
See you next time, guys. It's been a great episode. It's
been a great year.
Sports Social Podcast Network.